This goes to Allison Klump, K-L-U-M-P-P. Fax is 810-600-7882. Regarding Anna Most, M like Mary, O-S-T. Date of birth, February 14th of 1972. Dear Mrs. Klump, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Most with biopsy-proven IgA nephropathy, as well as underlying T-cell Sjogren's disease, hypertension, anemia, and stage 3A chronic kidney disease. Her last visit was November 7th of last year. She's lost 4 pounds over the last 6 months, and she is actively trying to lose weight. She is trying to look for a new job, and some jobs still require a COVID vaccination. However, the patient had very severe COVID illness in December of 2020. She tested positive with the PCR test at that time, and she was very sick with febrile symptoms, cough, shortness of breath, and bed rest. And those symptoms lasted about 3 weeks. Then she tested positive for COVID-19 again in spring of 2022. Symptoms at that time were very mild, just like a head cold, with nasal congestion, a mild sore throat, no fever chills, no prolonged illness. And the patient does have a history of severe reactions to bee stings and is very concerned about mandates for COVID-19 vaccination, especially after she's got active immunity from 2 cases of COVID-19. And she's feeling quite well today. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations. No current dyspnea or cough. No edema. She does have dryness of the mouth that is chronic. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. Plaquenil is 200 milligram once daily. She takes a few supplements. Vascepa is 500 milligram, two capsules once a day. And Synthroid, 100 microgram daily, Advair inhaler also. A physical exam. The patient appears in good health, color is good, there are no signs of respiratory or other distress. Blood pressure is 112 over 70 and weight is 160 pounds. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 2nd, 2023. Creatinine was 1.3. Usually it's between 1.1 and 1.2, but it was 1.26 on January 31st of 2020 also. So the 1.3, she has been at that level before. Her levels do fluctuate. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.6, albumin 3.8, phosphorus is 5.0, microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 375, and that is stable. Urinalysis, 30-plus protein, and there is a large amount of microscopic blood currently. No white blood cells. And hemoglobin, 11.9. White count, 10.39. Platelets, 464,000. And the patient had been ill about 2 weeks prior to getting these lab studies done also. Assessment and plan. 1. stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, secondary to IgA nephropathy, currently stable, slightly higher creatinine level than usual, but that may be secondary to being ill recently. Two, hypertension is very well controlled. Three, Sjogren's syndrome. And related to the COVID-19 vaccination, the patient already has very active immunity, having two cases of COVID infection, one in December of 2020 and then again in the spring of 2022. It would actually be very risky for her to try to take a COVID-19 vaccination due to her autoimmune diseases and her very severe reaction to many medications. So at this point, we would support her not obtaining a COVID-19 vaccination currently or in the future, especially with the active immunity that she's had from two documented cases of COVID-19 infection. She will continue to mask appropriately, and that will be adequate protection for this patient, in our opinion. And she should continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. She will follow a low-salt diet, and she will avoid the use of oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.